even if not children, people will be pregnant.
Isn't the same thing?
Yeah, having children is different from conceiving.
They said those of you who are clocking it and this thing and coughing it, no. Want to book a grandma and why?
We are here working on.
Yeah, who are working?
We are here working now. But by this time.
Some people are.
I also working.
Good afternoon to TT, to Shed. Shed said the fire is on, and then to Edukumi, who the rain has melted his fire small.
Oh, we still there. We're still there. Just that the rain won't show stubborn.
But you know that no matter what you do, the rain will still be the rain. It's, you can't do anything about it.
We would advise that if you stay at a place where, you know, always gets flooded, you move to a safer place.
Please take care of yourself.
And if you want to rent too, this is the right time. You should go in for the check-ups. If you want to rent, this is the right time, because
to see if the place is good, it doesn't get waterlogged and stuff like that. Charlie, you're right about that one. But let me share with us what we're discussing this afternoon. It says, good afternoon, Andy and Nadia and Andy. I'm a 29-year-old teacher living in Kumasi. I've been married for 3 years. Before marriage, my husband used to call me every hour, surprise me at work, and make me feel like the most important woman in the world. Everyone admired our relationship because we looked perfect together. But after marriage, everything slowly changed. My husband became very secretive with his phone. Anytime I entered the room, he would turn the screen upside down or suddenly leave to answer calls outside. When I asked him about it, he said I was being insecure and acting like a child. I ignored the signs because I didn't want problems in my marriage. Last December, my husband told me he had been transferred to Takoradi for work and would only come home on weekends. At first, I was sad, but I understood because life in Ghana now is hard and jobs are not easy to keep. One Friday, he called and said he couldn't come home because he had an emergency meeting. Something in my spirit did not sit right with me, so the next morning, I boarded a bus to surprise him in Takoradi. When I got there, I called him several times, but he didn't answer. I decided to take a taxi to the address he had given me months earlier. Andiana, when I reached the house, I nearly collapsed. My husband opened the door wearing shorts. Behind him was a pregnant woman holding a little girl who looked about 4 years old. The woman looked shocked and asked, "Who is this?" That was when my husband started shaking. After a few minutes of confusion and shouting, the truth finally came out. The woman was not his sister as he once claimed. She was his first wife. The child was his daughter. I felt my whole world break apart. For three years, I had been legally married to a man who already had a family before meeting me. According to him, they had separated but never officially divorced, and later they reconciled while still married to me. The painful part is that his entire family knew, his mother, his sisters, and even his best man at our wedding. Everybody kept quiet. When I confronted my mother-in-law later, she told me something that broke me even more. She said, "A good wife fights for her marriage instead of running away." Since that day, I moved back to my parents' house. My husband keeps begging me to return, saying he loves both of us and doesn't want us to lose anyone. Hey, wait. My husband keeps begging me to return, says he loves both of us and doesn't want to lose anyone. He loves both of us, doesn't want to lose anyone. Oh, wow. My own family says I should stay because all men cheat, in quotes. And at least he's taking care of me financially. But honestly, I don't know if this is cheating anymore or a complete double life. Did I overreact by leaving? Can you even trust after this kind of betrayal? Should I walk away completely before children become involved? I don't know what to do. Gentlemen, I'm glad that I have people like you sitting here and we can talk about this. Because me, Mopandi, when I read it the other day, I was a bit some way, mixed emotions and everything, because I don't think it's fair. In a way, I'm partly happy she doesn't have kids. In a way too, I feel bad for her. But I'll explain as we go why I feel the way I feel. But I want to hear from you, gentlemen. Please, who wants to go first? We dissect this thing properly. Because what signs does she miss that she didn't see that the guy was married.
Okay, now please pardon me, you know. Before, you know, like I'm sure I'll hit around the corner, so
yeah.
I want to, you know,
apologize before you do anything.
No.
My brother,
he's seeking for forgiveness before he says.
No, it's really that. Honestly, you know, I have couple of people who are really close to me, and they are having their birthday. I just want to say that, else I'll not be able to.
Oh, of course, it's birthday.
Yeah. So, the first person is Prophet Mick. Prophet Mick, God richly bless you and enhance your territory. May
Amen.
You have more oil. And the second person is, you know, the NDC, you know, aspiring chairman, Benjamin Netua, of the director of Jacobic Academy. God richly bless you and enhance your territory.
Amen.
Now, you know, the very last person is my in-law. My in-law's birthday is today. Cynthia Usua, Mama Cynthia Usua. May God richly bless you and enhance your territory. You gave me this beautiful
Amen.
Daughter, Sandra Hayford. And by the grace of God, you know, I'm enjoying her. And I'll continue to enjoy her. Thank you very much. The girl is not serious.
We had this conversation.
Please. Now, please allow me. The lady is not serious. You know... There is something I've been saying. Hey, shout out to the Godfather and the Dusty. He's my man. Hey, my father, sorry.
Everybody so, is your man.
Yes, my man, my father. The girl is not serious. You know, there's something I've been saying here on a regular, and I'll continue to say it. Trust is always a weakness for people who are not matured.
Mm-hmm.
The lady married a stranger, not her lover, and it was her fault. How? Now, I'll wholly blame the girl and blame the family of the lady as well. You know, in the olden days, before your daughter enters into a marriage,
mm-hmm.
you need to go and ask, find out where exactly the lady is going to, your daughter is going to. Because, you know, you've been seeing your daughter for let's say over 20 years, every morning and every evening. Now you are entrusting this daughter to a man. Perhaps you may not even see your daughter for a year
mm-hmm.
or two. So you should know that where my daughter is going is a very safe place. The man hasn't done anything wrong. And look, we live in a coney world now. If you don't take care, people will take advantage of you. And when people take advantage of you, yes, it's bad. But then you will bear the consequences more. So you need to be smart enough in this early, like in this, you know, in this digital stage, for you to know people so well. Yes, I know you will not be able to know people so deeply, but there are some vital informations about people you need to know. You are telling me you never spoke to any of the family of the guy, and none of them were able to be honest with you that, oh, my dear, this man is married with a child and a pregnant woman. The guy, yes, the guy is a wicked guy, but he has done nothing wrong. If you give people the chance to be wicked to us, it is not their fault. It is our fault. And the first step to always correcting yourself and being a better person for yourself is always accepting that the way people treat you is your mistake, not theirs. To the lady... wasn't ready for the marriage. She married a stranger and not her lover. Now, how can you tell me you are married with a man? You don't really know everything about him. Now, was the marriage registered? If it was, let's say the first one was registered. If it was yours also registered? If no, why? Because I'm not sure the court will allow a man to register twice.
Yeah. It's not possible.
So what is going on?
Anna, Kumi, it's not possible, right?
No.
Okay.
So
it's one man, one machete syndrome.
Okay.
That is when you decide to go the court way.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So what is happening? So this lady is trying to tell me that let me say they were really in a haste to get married. So she didn't really go into detail. So this is why I'm saying the lady is not serious. Because before you marry someone, you should know not everything, but the most vital things. Have you given birth before? If not, you know, sometimes it's not about you not trusting the person. Sometimes you should go behind the stage and go and ask people, I want to go into this thing with this man. How do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
You just don't go into it. Because I always say that this thing is not emotional.
The moment you use everything emotional, it will break you down one day. People are dead today, not because they didn't love their men, but it's because the men or the women they loved were people they shouldn't even love. So we marry who want to marry us, not who we want to marry. I'm sure the lady wanted to marry the guy, but the guy didn't want to marry. So as to whether the guy accepted or not, please, it's the lady's fault. So, minister, still no mention.
I understand you.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. What you're saying, eh?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about what you're saying. In frankly, in a way, it makes a lot of sense. So the thing coming out looks like she didn't ask questions.
Yeah.
And they've been married for 3 years. Means that the ex-wife, they reconciled whilst they were married, and then he went to. She's pregnant now.
Yeah.
That means he was sleeping with her whilst they were together.
That is
so
the point.
The part that, all that you're saying, look, I'm not going to lie, you.
Yeah.
It's shared. It's making sense to me. Don't mind me. Calm down. What is that? It's making sense to me. That's why I'm looking at you and thinking, wow. Because there are some situations where I've had conversations with people, and you can tell that it's about, I want him.
That is the
so
point.
So I'm not even going to check.
That is the point.
And sometimes you get carried away. I'm sure somebody might have said, I say, when I'm doing something, TT will be looking at me like, nah, Jaino. I'm sure somebody would have said, hey, now nah, where you are going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, me, I know. You know, I know syndrome.
That's the point.
You understand? Sometimes we tend to do that.
So that is why earlier when I said the lady is not serious.
No, but you see, when you say that thing, hey, not me, I'm shimmy. Because the person is going through it, and you can say the person is not serious.
No, so this is the issue. The right time you can let people know they are wrong is when they are in pain.
Ah,
honestly, look, if the person is redeemed from the pain, they don't care anymore. This is the time. Look, me, ni panic. Let the person know. Look, you food will help you, but excuse my language.
No, it's like you food for me.
you know what? Yeah, we. Like Ujimi, yeah, but we'll help you out. But what you did is totally wrong. It's not done in that manner. But for you to, you know, penalize the person and not even help the person is the issue.
Bad part, yeah.
So the help I'm giving to her is that, look, you can't marry this guy. He's a stranger. Go and marry your lover.
He didn't love her.
He's a stranger. Go and marry your lover. So the lady wasn't serious in the first place. In her next relationship, she should be serious. Dig. In fact, you should even dig into the person before you even fall in love. Don't fall in love before digging into the person. Because the moment you fall in love, you wouldn't dig enough.
Shed, I said a lot. Please, we are live on Facebook and X. Come and join the conversation. Because today, I agree with Shed. Because I see...
Yeah, last week.
Week, I wanted to beat you. But I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And these are conversations that, you know, I was talking to... Anytime I chat with counselor, Adufoli, he says certain things. That at certain times... Because you like the person.
Yeah.
There's some things that people come and say to you, say, yeah, it's life. You get me.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, you will change. But 3 years, I wonder how long they dated before they got married. For him to treat her like this.
Yeah.
And lie. And then come and beg and say that, I love the two of you. I don't want to lose anyone. Ah, God. The beautiful man, please, who's next? Who will take it? TT, you want to go?
Okay, you let me do some short. Okay. I have to run some.
Yeah, he'll
Anna.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
My darling, I'm okay.
I'm disappointed in you this afternoon.
Adi.
Yes. I'm agreeing with you. I'm totally disappointed. Anna, I'm a real woman.
But your fashion way.
I'm going to go to the house.
No, today I'm kind of getting where he's coming from.
I mean, I'll take it from where the lady asked.
I don't agree with the fact that she's not serious, though.
You've already agreed with him. Please. I'll start from where the lady said, if she did, reacted very well.
Mm-hmm.
I think she did reacted, or she did react very well.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, it would have been acid or gun or anything else flying in the air.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, unfortunately, she got married to a coward. I mean, having multiple
partners,
marrying more than one, is something normal in our system. As a man, if you think you are well-to-do and you
you can settle with more than one woman, two women. You do it. I mean, this is no news. So if you are a man enough, you are capable of taking care of your families,
mm-hmm.
and you think, listen, I already have a wife. At least you lie to the woman that, well, I have a wife, that we are on the verge of divorcing, or we've even divorced, or we are in the process of divorcing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way, if you want to be with me, but we've not finalized the process.
Mm-hmm. So,
but this one, you kept it entirely. And do you know why perhaps the lady didn't see it? It was because of distance.
Yeah.
This one has been in Takoradi, and the other one is in Accra.
It's in Kumasi.
In Kumasi.
Yes, please.
See, you could even have men who have one in Accra, Kumasi. And mostly, do you know what happens? Is when the man dies.
Huh.
That is where all these things come up. Oh, he did marry in Tamale. Oh, there was another wife
in Sunyani.
With kids in Sunyani. For me, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. As a man, if you're a man enough and you're responsible enough, if you know you have what it takes to take care of your families. For me, I am not against polygamy. Go ahead. Marry women if you think, if it is 12 women you want to marry, marry them. Let them understand their position. Let them know, this is it. I am a man. I have 3 wives. I want you to become my 4th wife. But to keep this away from both women, didn't know, both women didn't know they are married to one man. And this for me is a crime. I know elsewhere it's like some gunshot.
Yeah.
Yes. So my dear woman, you reacted very well. In fact, every decision you took was right. The only point, perhaps, maybe I'll disagree with my boys, which even that, I can't fault you. Because I want to find out the kind of marriage ceremony that took place.
Me too, yeah.
Is it that the man just decided to do some selective family members? Selected a few family members and told you, I want us to do something small, so I don't want a lot of, or they did, because if it is wedding, I'm telling you, you would have, someone might have
come
that
sneak
and tell you that, no, this guy, I know you, he's already married. So I want to understand the kind of ceremony that took place. And of course, if he's going to do a chosen number of families or family and friends, he knows the people he's bringing. He might have told all of them, and these are the people he trusts, that please, as you are going, no one should go and talk about my previous relationship or my first relationship, because that, as it stands, they were still pregnant in Yanabim.
They were separated, but then
they were separated, but they were not divorced.
You know.
Yes. So, and then they found, I don't want to believe that. I think he was still with
the woman.
The woman.
It was a deception.
And it's been going on. It's been happening.
I know.
They've been deceiving people.
So you see, I asked him that. The reason why I agreed with him was certain things he was clearing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, in relationships, when people get carried away by the feelings that they have for people, we tend to do little or no question at all.
I see.
Even that is where I'm agreeing
people,
with
people
him.
You've lived with for 30 years, one day, you still find out things you never knew about them.
Mm-hmm. I get you, but it's not about character.
My darling,
if someone wants to hide something from you, the thief is always a step ahead. But he knows what he wants to do. So he makes sure he calculates every step he takes so that he can cover up.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you might fall as a victim because you may be coming into the relationship with a clear mindset. And so you were not thinking that the man you are going to get married with. And you see, let me tell you, if a man wants to deceive you, a man can marry about 5 women. oh me me baby big there enko court ni enko sign ni ma sign kweku edukumi, the next one is edukumi, the next one is kweku kumi.
Why is he using as an example?
Sorry.
Oh, that's one of the
examples
I should do. Yeah, because it's because
it sounds, it sounds, it sounds good. I can give you two more names. Add it to it.
Okay, it's because he has three names. So you can do Kweku Edukumi.
Yeah.
Edukumi. Kweku Kumi.
Ernesto.
Kumi Edu.
Ernest Kumi.
And I'm flawed.
And it's even four.
Ernest Kumi.
Let me mention my real
okay.
name.
Okay.
My real name is Ernest Paul Crantin. Kumi.
Oh, I see Paul Crantin.
Yeah. Oh, Paul Crantin is there.
And we can
Ernest Crantin is there.
Ernest Crantin is there.
Mm. Ernest Crantin.
Yeah.
So imagine if he wants to marry five women.
Yeah.
He would do it. And for me, the only time, the reason why I'm blaming the guy is because there are women who don't care if they are second wives,
or
third wives, fourth. They don't care.
Mm-mm.
Once you are a responsible man and you are available and you can take care of them and their children, they have no business quarreling or fighting. They don't even care. There are others who want to be
me.
One man, one wife.
Yeah.
That is it. But this one, you just deceived the two women involved. And listen, elsewhere, a fight could have
broken out.
And anything could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Anything could have happened. You get it. So for me as a man, you just have to be responsible. Own up. And be bold. Because this is a very difficult decision you are taking. I am not against getting married to two women. But if you want to do it, own up. With your full chest.
Ah.
Why will you? You see, now that you've been caught, you are now confessing that I love you both. So you want to keep. So you could have even opened up. At least when you let's admit that you went on your separate ways with your relationship, you could have opened up to your second wife after marriage. Let's say you've been able to hide and then convince her to marry you. You can break her heart more by telling you, okay, sorry, I couldn't inform you early, but this was the situation I was in. Unfortunately, because I did not bring an end to that relationship, the woman says she wants to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I have kids or a kid with her.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can manage the two of you. If the woman accepts, fine. If she doesn't, you go your own way. But to play smart, if not for instinct, and this one, so for me, I don't agree with you. If you're a man, you own up.
Mm-hmm.
You take the most difficult decision. And your decision I will take here. You can stand it. So face it. Face it.
You don't think she also has a role to play by, you know, making sure she knows Edukumi and know their full name, so when he goes right, Ernesto.
Only Ernest Crantin.
Oh, Paul Kumi. Ernest Crantin. Paul Crantin.
Even your football age. Apart from football age, we even with names.
Uh-huh.
In those days, there are people living abroad with people's names.
They are male.
If it comes to names,
yeah.
Me, the name I started with in primary school, it's not the same name I ended with in JSS. Yes. So as for names, yeah, you can choose at any point the name. So he can use it too. You can decide to go with
Ernest Kumi. Edukumi.
Yeah.
I can decide that Ernest Edukumi on the right, or next one, right? Paul Crantin.
That is it.
Paul Edu Crantin. You see, I'm breaking it down. I'll be shocked.
But before you realize, what you say? National identification can say, if not for by data.
Like, yeah, you can't throw
me now. A lot of people with
with long names.
With no, with a lot of ID cards.
Yeah.
Who needs to buy you?
Oh, I mean, this one is not a big deal.
But you think shares have also, we women also don't have a role to play in making sure that if I want to end up with Shed, I know that there's some Sandy somewhere. Or Shed is a former player.
Oh, you see.
Or he was an ex-stripper.
You see, if like I said,
I love that.
Yeah, what?
A virgin, please.
Yeah, Andy, come in here.
Like I said, if someone, a thief is always a step ahead.
Okay.
Because as you sit here, are you thinking someone will enter to come and rob you?
Yes.
Oh, you are not thinking like that.
No.
You are not even giving a thought.
Yeah.
So a thief is always a step ahead. Because he knows what he wants to do. He might have done certain things to cover up
his tracks. Yeah.
No, he wouldn't even take your mind there, so you'll be questioning his actions and the rest. I just feel he could have been bold as a man. And then just manage the two women.
Mm.
Perhaps he can even have a get a third wife.
Eh.
Mm.
Oshie baddest.
Charlie.
He's a man.
Polygamy. In polygamy.
See, we should not deceive ourselves. You see, this is the things you women do that
men
have been giving birth outside the marriage.
Hey, what did I do? Don't ask me to it. I didn't do anything. Sorry. Hey.
Okay.
Hey, small thing I said no. He says it's my fault that people are doing polygamy. Let me remove myself.
Yeah, you women, not you.
Hey?
Can I speak now?
Okay.
Please talk.
Paul Cranting.
Yeah.
And that's all. That's your story.
You know.
And they said, "Who could be Paul Cranting?" I'll write different. I'll send you a WhatsApp. All the names you can break down from the name.
And that is the name given to me by my father. I was named after my grandfather.
It's a beautiful name.
Who was Ernest Paul Cranting Edu Kumi Lampo.
Hey.
The Lampo means he was a tax collector.
Oh,
you know,
back in the day.
Yeah, at a Kopon in the Eastern region on the mountaintop. So, yeah, I was named after him, and I'm proud.
It's a beautiful name.
Yeah. So, first of all, the lady should thank God. Why? There are things that sometimes we wish for that God denies us. Not because he doesn't want us to have it, but because he knows that it will not help us.
Mm-hmm.
So he wouldn't give to us. One is childbirth. Are you listening to me? Are you following me?
Yeah.
One is childbirth. People pray for things, and when they are not given, they think God is trying to deny them of their heart desire.
Yeah.
That is your heart desire. But maybe God knows that it will be a trap, it will be a thorn, it will be a shackle.
Mm.
So he will decide not to give you. Within 3 years after marriage, I'm sure people will be asking, when are you giving birth?
Mm-hmm.
In our society, they may be going to church. Some even go to the shrine. People spend huge sums of money. Because in our part of the world, after 1 year, if there is no child crying in the house, there is a problem. Either from your family, from your in-laws, from your church, from your work, from your society.
Perhaps from the man.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So that pressure is real. And for 3 years in marriage, there's no childbirth.
Mm.
You'll be worried, especially if you're a woman. Because our society has this stereotype. When there is childlessness, it presupposes that the problem is from the woman. So it puts pressure on the woman. I'm sure. I don't know for a fact. But I'm sure as a woman,
mm-hmm.
as a married woman, legally, who has the certificate to give birth, she would be worried. Why I'm telling or I'm saying that she should thank God is now there is no child.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no entanglement. If there were to be a child, whether there is divorce or not, that man has become a permanent part of your life. you can have ex-husband, ex-wife, but you can never have ex-baby daddy. Your baby daddy is your baby. Your baby mommy is your baby mommy. Period. That person has become a part, an imprinted part of your life. But this time, because there is no child in between the two, it makes it a bit easy and loose. The only thing that will hold them together is the marriage. Be it customary or they signed in court. Whichever way, there is a way out. If you want to extricate yourself, you can. Now, you see, we now children of today, we think that our forefathers were not wise, but they were wiser than us, because you see, they were living in a society where everybody knows each other. So if you want to go and marry, they will do the investigative work for you. Make sure that you are safe. They want the best for you. They want to leave you in a safe hands, so that they can have a free mind and relax, not thinking about what will happen. So they will go into the family. They will research into the family. Today we're talking about this in the newsroom. There are a lot of people, they don't even know their family history, the health line that they belong to. They don't know. So they eat anything. They drink anything. They live anyhow. Because they don't even know that in our family, we don't eat this. We don't eat that. And this is the reason. And this is, these are examples that we can give to support. So they behave anyhow.
Even if they know, they respect it.
Look,
at least you know.
Not respecting it is a different thing. But having knowledge. Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
You see, what we are losing today is what the role that our elders were playing in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
The investigative part. Knowing. Knowledge. Knowledge is everything.
Yeah.
The lady thought she knew him, but she didn't. Knowledge. There are a lot of people, they are married to people they don't know
at all.
They don't know. Look, there's been instances where people have been implicated in criminal activities, and their partners are not aware.
They don't even know they are living with criminals.
They don't know. Because like the moon, everyone has two sides, like the coin.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to show you which one I think I want you to know.
Yeah.
It will take God or painstakingly hard investigation and observance for you to know the other side, which doesn't come easy. One, you go to work. Two, you come back tired. So the time that you have to interact and everything, if the person doesn't want you to know, the person can pretend, because there is no time for you to investigate in the first place. Now, this is a guy who has a whole family, who comes from a family of tricksters and I don't want to use criminals.
I told you, Lori.
Look, I know this woman. I know this woman. When the son comes with any woman, this woman, hey, so.
So that's the best word for it.
Our wife.
Hey.
You see, so if you find yourself in such a family,
hey,
woe unto you. The mother is corrupt. The father is corrupt.
Friends. And this siblings. One. He even friends.
Even the best man. Everybody the best the man even you.
Part of this is.
They all come to.
This is a galaxy of tricksters, fraudsters, thieves and criminals. Liars.
It feels like pretenders. She feels like she was in shark infested waters.
The lady should thank God. that this happened. And that is why she may lose sight of some of the things, because she thought she was secured.
Yeah.
Knowledge. It comes back to knowledge. I think.
Assumptions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because she was lacking knowledge. The people that she saw, that she thought, that were genuine, were not.
No.
But because she was comfortable, she didn't have knowledge about their real lives. I know a man who personally we stayed with before, was staying in Kumasi with a wife and three kids. The man comes to Accra to hustle. He sells shoes and all these things. Maybe he might hear or somebody might tell him, you know. And I sometimes meet him in Accra. I go to him to sit by him. We talk, we do everything, because we're staying together. And you know, Kumasi, when you stay together, you are like a family. Finally, I got to realize, when you talk to him, he'll tell you, in the evening, we have this mattress that we place here, then we sleep there, boys, then things. Then finally, we realized, when the wife died, we realized that all this while, the man was married and had a wife and babies in Accra.
Huh? No, but wait, guy, the woman that you guys were living with in Kumasi was probably the first or second wife.
No, that wedded wife that we know.
But there was another one too in Accra.
In Accra.
That
we thought he was hustling. But he was comfortably married.
Living a life.
Different life in Accra.
Wow. Your gender day, we should clap for you.
And in fact, do you know when I got to know about it? This issue, okay, I've been in Accra for 18 years now. So you can imagine. I just got to know about it last month.
Eh?
And this is somebody I meet. I go to him. I've not met him after I had knowledge of it. Maybe when I see him, we will talk about it. So you can't just trust people.
Just last month.
Just last month. You just can't trust people. You just can't leave your heart in the hands of people, because now people have become so cunning. So many people have regretted marrying their partners because they thought they knew them. When they got closer, they realized that they were given a different picture.
Mm.
What they thought existed didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
That fine girl, that fine guy,
that calm person,
that tolerable, you know, guy.
Mm-hmm. In her case, she said from the beginning that he was the one who used to come and, you know, call her every hour, surprise her to work with gifts, and made her feel important.
That is what tricksters do. They bait you. They let you feel so special.
Mm-hmm.
So that you wouldn't have reasons to doubt their actions.
Mm.
Look, if you like, for all you know, there was somebody who loved this lady and was real.
Yeah.
I tell you, Jack, this is the truth. This is me. They wouldn't. We like flattery, colorful.
Cunning.
You know, cunning. I want to find the right.
Hollywood movie type of,
you know, telenovela. Lifestyle. Hollywood. The last time I was asking somebody, who told you that when you go to India, every day people are dancing on the street? Then come here, a computer. But because you see it in telenovelas, you want your boyfriend to be dancing with you every day in the room.
Hey.
You say, hey.
We didn't say that. Don't be putting words in our mouth.
Come here, a computer. You see, let's face the fact. So in today's world, what you need or what we are missing is knowledge, knowing, and you can know by investigating.
Yeah.
That part that our parents, our forefathers used to do for us, we've lost it. Yeah. So you have to do it on your own.
That's what I was saying.
Important.
We've lost it.
Oh, no, bro.
We say that belongs to the old age, but Jimmy, bro, we are now wise. So we've thrown away that part of our lives that protected us. And now we want to face the bullet on our own.
And we are facing it, man. Yeah, bro. we are learning people lessons.
Enes married a guy thinking that the guy works with a certain institution, because the guy, you always see the guy with different cars and all these things, and the nurse was in UK, and yeah, and married the guy, accepted, they got married and all these things. Okay, you know, do you know something, can you give me 200,000, I need to do this, I'll give you the money. It wouldn't come, your husband. By the time the girl realized, she's been ripped off, because the guy is a boy for some big man, because of well, go and do my license, my insurance, my then the guy is a running boy, you know, the work.
Aaron,
that guy,
you know, the guy, you know, I'm sometimes I can't hear. Two kids, a boat, two straight. So the girl, she's lucky. The guy is a trickster, not him alone, the entire family. They are tricksters, and God will punish them for playing on the minds of innocent people just because they are vulnerable out of love. And sorry to use that word, stupidity. Because you stay with somebody for 3 years and you didn't even get a hint. And at the point, if you listen to what she's saying, she overlooked certain things because of what people will say.
And she didn't want trouble. That's the part that I don't understand.
You see the truth?
Yeah.
Instead of you finding a way around it to verify, so that if there is a problem, there is something we call troubleshooting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you hazard the horizon, insecurity, when you hazard the horizon and you see the trouble, you shoot it before